This is LCM.
Pronounced local.
Oh, living a creative life.
I'm Rawat Majdi.
And I'm Mohammed Sirul.
We're creatives talking to creatives about what it means to be a creative.
So get ready for some delicious conversations and awesome takeaways so that you can maximize your own creative life.
Hey everybody, so today we're going to be recording a Q&A episode. A couple of weeks ago on Instagram, we asked people to ask us questions that they would like to see or hear answered. And today we're answering them. It's just me and just Salul. And we're going to be going through these questions. Some are really amazing questions, so we thank you for asking them. Okay, so our very first question was asked by two different people. Thank you, Love Letters and Lipstick and Eileen W. for asking, what inspired you to start the podcast, or why did you decide to podcast?
That's a really good question. Thank you so much for asking it. And I would like to believe that for me personally, it's the realization that I am not that creative person.
Oh, come on.
I mean, like, in the sense that I need to learn, and that in the sense that I don't know much, you know? And the thing, I think this is the motivation behind it, that every time that we're going to have someone, I'm going to learn something new from it. Him, her, and basically this is what I would like to believe, you know, that because I don't know.
Okay. I remember you coming to me and saying something like, let's start a podcast because we know so many amazing different people and it would be really cool to have conversations with them. But I think that's the first time that I hear from you exactly the reason why you came in and talked to me about it. I know that for me, part of it, beyond learning new things, of course, and becoming more of a creative person and learning the different techniques and strategies that creative people have over a cup of coffee and with conversation, part of it is creating a community of creative people. I think here in Kuwait, we have a lot of amazing creative people, and we have our own little pockets, I would say, of creatives. So we have like the artists and we have the poets and we have the different musicians. But I don't think that there's a community for all of us to come together in a way. Mm. Or maybe there is a way, but we're not really talking to each other about what it means to be a creative, how to become more productive in our creativity. And so part of creating LCL, at least for me, and I think that we both ended up getting on the same page with this, is creating a community and having the opportunity to have coffee and conversations with all of the amazing people that we know.
For me, it's a pure selfish reason. Yeah.
All right. Another question that we got was from AJ Saleh. What's the most important thing for a creative to do or have, in your opinion? What do you think, Salud?
So far, we recorded like 20 episodes.
Yeah.
My experience is the only 20 episodes that we recorded. I believe the most important thing is to have an open mind.
Okay.
To be able to receive criticism. This is I think it's stuck in my mind a lot.
The ability to take criticism and feedback. That makes sense, yeah. In my opinion, the most important thing that a creative should do or have is the ability to create. And I know that sounds super basic and very obvious, but for some of us, I would say this about me as well. Sometimes we get caught up in talking about the productivity methods and the way to share your work and the way to get yourself to do things and how to find inspiration and all of these different kinds of techniques and ways and strategies to create your work. But at the end of the day, you actually do need to do the creating. And sometimes this can be a form of procrastination, at least for me. Sometimes we get addicted to this kind of like self-help, businessy kind of talk, and we end up not making stuff. And at the end of the day, a creative is not necessarily someone who fills in a bunch of different blanks, like a specific amount of work a day, or shares a specific times a month or whatever it is that they do, at the end of the day, a creative is someone who creates, and you have to do the creating at the end of the day. Another thing that I've noticed is the ability to find inspiration around you rather than trying to create something out of nothing. And that, I think, leads us to our next question.
Yeah.
We had a question from Majdi Saleh.
Oh. For those who know, he doesn't know who's Majdi Saleh, is Rawa's dad.
Thank you, Baba, for asking this question. Does creativity mean creating something new?
In my opinion, I do not believe that we can create something out of nothing. In the process of creating anything, you need actually to collect things from multiple fields and areas to create anything. Whether it was music, whether it was painting, it has to go, it has its own references and maybe sometimes certain biases towards what you create. And this is how the creative process go.
I do think that creativity does have some newness to it. Something doesn't seem very interesting or genuine if there is nothing new to it, but I think every creative piece needs to have a little something old that comes together and becomes something new. And it's always going to be something new because this is the first time that you create it. So each person does bring something new to the table, but they do so by bringing together old things. There's this kind of concept that there's no more new ideas out there. All the ideas have already been ideated. I don't know if that's a word, but let's go with it, right? this idea that we have already thought of everything, but now creativity has become bringing old stuff in your own way, which is a new thing because it's the first time, for example, that Rawa Majdi has spoken about a specific topic and she's doing it in her own specific way. And then in that sense, I've created something new because I am the one who's doing it. So does creativity mean creating something new? In a way, yes, but in many ways, no. And if you want to hear more about this, if you're listening in, Zeus the bird talks about this in the most amazing way, where she's talking about staying within the box, and that's episode...
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. That's episode 6 with Zahra al-Mahdi. Think Inside the Box. It's an amazing episode, and it talks more about what creativity means in the sense of, is it new, is it old, is it outside the box, is it in? Look, I put the pro in procrastination. So this past Ramadan, I joined in on a challenge put on by Haidar al-Mosawi, who you might recognize from episode 18. Haidar is a productivity advice addict, and he knows what it's like to feel overwhelmed with all of that. So he focused on real and actionable techniques rather than a bunch of motivational quotes you can find on Instagram. It was amazing. I was thinking about my work and creativity in such a different way. I had never had a more productive month in my life. And I was fasting. Haidar's put together a course called Done with Grace. He teaches you how to supercharge your productivity. Not only will you be able to learn, but apply what you learn so that you can get the gears going and your work out there. Head over to lclpronouncelocal.com/DWG to check it out. That's lclpronouncelocal.com/DWG.
Mm-hmm.
So another question that we got was from Farah Bananas. Thank you, Farah, for asking. Have you tried any of the methods or advice your interviewees have discussed? Share your experiences. Great question.
Yeah. I personally did. Okay. A lot. Like I am still doing it on a daily basis. What Sara Shuari suggested about, you know, planning your day.
Designing your day, yeah.
And designing your day. This is the method that for me worked out perfectly. And it just, you know, it releases a lot of pressure from your shoulders, if I may say that. Like, you know, like makes things easier. I believe that in each episode, I've gained something. Maybe something I'm consciously aware of, and maybe sometimes like I'm not,
Okay.
but like I started doing it by myself. Yeah.
So would you say that you've tuned into the delicious conversations and awesome
Oh
takeaways
my God,
that and have now maximized your creative life?
yes.
One thing that I took away from Leila Ammar's episode, Driving in the Dark, is this idea of spending an entire day of working on the thing that you really want to do. So she spends every Friday spending about 6 hours writing. And since then, I've decided to set themes for specific days. So I'll spend an entire day working on social media for LCL and another day working on a top secret project that I'm working on right now.
Wow.
And another day writing. So I've been dedicating these 5, 6 hours of work a day, getting stuff done on a specific theme, and it's been working out for me pretty well so far. So, thank you, Leila. Okay, so Spilled Art Society asked us an amazing question. What was the most challenging part in creating this podcast?
I think it was the most the biggest obstacle was us,
Okay.
like learning how to speak to a mic and be comfortable with with the mic and recording. Because I have an experience with editing the audio and like publishing and stuff. Like it's not a thing that I had an issue with, but I guess that it took us a bit of time. Personally, it took me a, like a. And I'm still learning, like how to deal with how to talk through the mic and how to make my voice as clear as it needs to be. So this is for me the biggest obstacle, yeah.
For me, I'd say the most challenging part about creating the podcast was perfectionism. And I have this issue across a lot of the things that I do. But specifically with the podcast, I overthink my answers. I restart when I'm talking. Like I had to restart this answer maybe 3 or 4 times simply because I want to make sure that it's perfect. And it sounds funny that it's supposed to be conversational, but I do overthink, and it's been a struggle to get past this kind of perfectionism thing. And I am getting better, I think, progressing over time, but it's still tough. So,
Oh, wow.
another question that we got was from Yusuf Dote. Where do you guys manage your podcasts? I think this question can be understood in a few different ways. Like, maybe where do we upload our podcast to? Who
Probably.
manages our podcast? Where do we listen to podcasts? There's so many ways that we can look at this question.
I think we can answer like technically, like how
Right.
we record in Adobe Edition and we publish on
Anchor.
Anchor.fm, and this is technically what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to get at. And Salul edits.
And I do the editing, yes.
Yeah. Spilled Art Society asked another question, and it's, what's one thing you want to achieve or deliver through your podcast or work in general? So let's answer the podcast part first, and then our work, I think, is very general. So we can talk a little bit about that.
I hope that put this podcast can deliver
Awesome takeaways.
deliver a good amount of ideas, make people think of what they're doing nowadays, and maybe like they would gain new ideas and learn like new techniques or things that they can actually add on to their lives. This is my hope behind the podcast.
Another thing that I think we want to do in regards to this podcast is shine a light on some of the great creatives that might not necessarily be well known yet. Hopefully they become famous one day and hopefully they will remember us. But we've had some amazing people on the show who are not famous, but they're doing a great job, and we try to shine a light on their work. And that's also something that we like to do with our Spotlight Sundays on Instagram, is kind of be like, hey, look at this guy, he's doing an amazing job with this, you know, his hobby or his creative work. So the very last question that I'll answer is not related to LCL. It's related to Kuwait Poets Society. Huzama87 asked, what is there after KPS? Now, KPS, if you're not aware, is Kuwait Poets Society, which I just mentioned. It's a group of poets that my sister AJ and I started back in 2016. And recently, this past May, we've decided to shut it down. And we're working on something, which is the top secret project that I was mentioning earlier, which is a creative platform that is going to span outside of Kuwait and into the GCC and the MENA region, where we bring together artists, creatives of all types, not necessarily poets, and put on events, workshops, different programs that will hopefully bring together an even bigger community. That's what is after KPS. We're really excited about it. Just stay tuned October, November-ish when we decide to launch. And I'm looking forward to it. So that's our very last question. Thank you so much, guys, for asking some amazing questions. I've had so much fun.
Yes, I am really, really, really grateful for everyone, to people who listen to us, who are supporting us with the likes, comments, and questions. This was a lot of fun to answer them. And good luck with the new project, Rawa. This is one of the things that I need to mention on air, you know.
Thank you.
On recording, not air. But, you know, like, we just ending up this episode, so it's fine. Anyway, so, yeah, thank you so much. I cannot really, say how much I'm grateful for everyone. So, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.